Welcome back to Beyond Talk Podcast. This is Brittany. This is episode 3. I'm just touching bases. Of course, Monday, as early as 8 a.m., they will be posted. I also wanted to do an episode on something that's a little more on the darker side. Kind of just chit-chat a little bit. Maybe people can relate to this. So I'm going to talk about like the different types of pain. You know what I'm saying? You got people that you let in. You got people that you give to. And, you know, when you do that, you invest yourself into somebody. You give parts of yourself. And, you know, lately I've had a lot of that going on with a couple of my friends. And, you know, I've been kind of just trying to stand with them on it and try to support them in it, you know. And just be that person for them to lean on and try to be a uplifting voice and try to be a mirror so they can really see themselves. And I think that that's just a great way to be a friend, is to just help people to see themselves, see who they really are. So here we go. I wanted to say first that hurt people can truly hurt people. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got people who, they go through their dirt, they go through their trash, they get hurt. It's almost like the shit when people, you know, they say that you've been, like, when it comes to pedophilia, I'll just say that, molestation and stuff like that. You know, you're a victim, and sometimes the victim can become the victimizer. And I'm trying to find the parallels here so to make it easier to understand so it won't be too far-fetched. But, you know, whenever you get heartbroken in relationships and you get cheated on, or people really do you dirty and they drag you through 5 to 10 years of some BS, you know, sometimes you could come out of that and you could hurt someone else. People try to take their power back when they hurt other people. You know, and I think that that's a very, very sad revelation. And that's why I always encourage people to go get therapy, man. Go get some help. Because what you're doing is you're hurting other people. I believe in karma as well. I believe that when you sow into good ground and you sow into good people, or you sow into people, period, you know, you get that back. And the best thing that you can invest in, especially after something crazy happens, is yourself. Simple as that. Invest in yourself. And that means invest love in yourself, invest education in yourself, invest all kinds of things in yourself, social things in yourself, like connecting with good fucking people, you know, surrounding yourself with people that can invest, you know what I'm saying, could pour into you and get a return on that by you learning to respect yourself and learning to respect the people that are connected to you. You know what I'm saying? Respect is a goddamn powerful thing. You know what I'm saying? Respect can get you a lot of damn places, can connect you with a lot of people. And you got to respect your damn self. When you respect yourself and love yourself, you definitely can learn to like seek out what's good for you, because you're trying to, you know, what's good for you. You're treating yourself good. And you know what I'm saying? It's like if you eat a good damn diet, for instance, like people who go without meat for a while and it could be years or whatever. And once you build that tolerance for it, and you know that you don't want it, and your body knows that it doesn't want it. Once you start eating the junk, your body recognizes that shit and reject it. And that's why you have to really invest the good shit in yourself. Because once you become whole, once you become happy, and not just happy, you want to have joy. Once you really have that true joy, you have a good sense of yourself, self-awareness, then you kind of can recognize the bad shit that comes towards you. Because you'll start to reject it with doubt. You start to reject it with all kinds of behaviors where you know the gut feeling ain't just a gut feeling. That's yourself saying this don't seem healthy. You know, and I try to have compassion for people. I truly do, you know, and that's what I try to tell my friends. You know, you can have compassion to a certain extent. You can't allow someone to, you know, come in and really do you dirty and stuff like that. And I know that, you know, you can care about people. I care about people too much sometimes. And I don't mean that in a way of I gotta, you know what I'm saying, not extend my love or my help or my friendship to those who are in need, but more of, you got to know when it's enough. You know what I'm saying? You got to know when you've given it you've given it what you can. So to those out there who are investing your time into someone and they, you feel like you're not getting a return on that shit, you don't, you truly, truly don't deserve to be hurt in that way. You definitely don't deserve, they don't deserve you. Okay. So it's definitely important that people realize that and let that go, man. You got to let that go. I was going to read a message to you guys, but I'm really not sure how to pull it up while recording. But I wanted to read it to you because this message really touched me when they wanted me to read over it, to send it to the person to kind of, you know what I'm saying, to really show. Sometimes you got to give when people want to lie to you or when people lie to you just to protect your feelings. And really you're like, no, I'm not worried about my feelings. I want you to be honest with yourself. Not for me. Be honest for you. You know what I'm saying? When I love somebody, I love them for them. And then I love them for me. And I do that because I can't, if I love you and I want to give and I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to share something with you. And you know what I'm saying? I want to know who you are. I want to embrace who you are. And that's when I love you for you. And then I love you for me. You know what I'm saying? So you can share that with me. So I could feel that, so I can receive that. And I think it's important that people really love people unselfishly. So I can't really stress enough how important it is that people really seek proper help. Some people don't believe in therapy. That's cool, man. Connect yourself with people who got sense. Connect yourself with people who really got compassion. Connect yourself with people who really and truly show you love, who really and truly give you good things. You know what I'm saying? Good vibes and everything like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that people who got fucked up ways can't really have a friendship, because there's some people who do their girlfriends and boyfriends dirty, but they cool ass friends. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying? I go by people's actions to figure out, to see, you know what I'm saying, where you invest your energy and where you invest your time. The shit that you lie about. Everybody, I want to know what you lie about. I want to know how you, you know what I'm saying? You got to know where you're putting that bad energy. I want to know where you're putting that bad energy. People have bad energy. Everybody has a sense of bad energy. You know what I'm saying? You deal with stuff on a daily basis and you have all this love and all these good things to give. And then, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you're not appreciated. Sometimes you get into it with people. Sometimes people don't like your opinion. Sometimes people don't like you. You know what I'm saying? You have hard days at work. You deal with life, period. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes that gives you a load of freaking bad energy. You know what I'm saying? And then it depends on how you unload that shit. I want to know how you unload it. Do you take it out physically? You know what I'm saying? Are you an abuser? Is that how you release that energy? Do you go and sleep with a lot of people? Do you let it out sexually? Do you let it out emotionally and cry out and scream and break things and lash out? You know what I'm saying? I was one of those people who lashed out when I held things in way too much to the point where it was, you know what I'm saying, way too much to the point to where it was just a glass waiting to tip. Just the straw that broke the damn camel's back. And I just explode. And I had to go through therapy. I had to go and deal with a lot of emotional trauma. And I just really had just a big gut full of damn bad energy. Bad, 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 bad. Dealing with grief. Dealing with past abuse, dealing with all kind of stuff. And once I dealt with that, and you know what I'm saying, it's like whenever you just bloat it and you just get that good burp, you know what I'm saying, and you release that and you just feel relieved. And I did. It hurt for a while because it's growing pains, because you grow at the same time from your past traumas. You grow from the past issues, you know what I'm saying? But it's up to you to grow, though. You don't just automatically grow. No. You don't just go through something and then you just learn from it. It don't work like that. You got to just be mindful. You got to recognize stuff. You got to ask yourself, you know what I'm saying? What am I going to do with this pain? What am I going to do with this energy that I got? So I think it's very important that people, really try to be self-aware of your pain and what you do to other people. If you want to be a better person, you want to be a better lover, you want to be a better son, daughter, mother, father, a cousin, a best friend, an employee. You know what I'm saying? It starts with respect. Respect is so freaking huge. You know what I'm saying? Always want to try to get that energy back from somebody that you give them. That's important. So, but moving on to some more stuff that maybe you can relate to. Like, whenever you're dealing with someone who, of course, has been hurt, you know, and you know, you're trying to be that person for them. When people try to lie to you, you know, you're trying to get the truth out of them. Like I said, not for you, for you, it's for them. You know, I want you to be able to say it out loud to me, because you're saying it to, you got to say it to yourself first before you say it to me. You lie to yourself first before you lie to me. And when I tell people that they need to get, when I tell people that they need to, you know, get, it's hard for me to explain. When I tell people, I try to comfort people. You know how your mom about to give you a whooping, and then you tell them, you know, you try to warn them, I'm not going to whoop you. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to do that. Just tell me that tell me the truth of what happened. Tell me the truth of what happened. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I used to tell my mom, you know, finally the truth, like, yeah, I did it. She just wanted to hear that I did it. She wanted to know how I did it, why I did it. You know what I'm saying? She wanted me to be honest with myself first in order to be honest with her. And that played a big role in, you know what I'm saying, me trying to be a very honest person as much as I can to people. So, you know, that's kind of how I treat people in a sense. When I want them to tell me the truth, you know, it's like I'm trying to give you a pillow to lay your head on, get comfortable, soft, you know. I'm trying to give you a safe space to be honest with me. Not for me, but for you. So, pain is a real thing. And I think that the world would be such a better place if people dealt with their pain. You know what I'm saying? Because whenever you have somebody come into that, step into your circle, what does your circle consist of? Does it consist of pain? Does it consist of bad energy? Does it consist of a whole bunch of other shit? You know what I'm saying? Violence. You know, violence is a real freaking thing. Domestic violence is a real thing. And, you know, I'm not trying to make excuses for people who are abusers, whether you're a man or whether you're a damn woman. I think that at the root of all of that, they need help. Sincerely. Well, every time when I was with my abuser, I saw the pain in their eyes every time they did something violent to me. Every time they did something that was just, you know what I'm saying, just downright fucked up. I saw the pain in their eyes. I felt that energy of just, you just letting all of what happened to you out on me. And you relive it every time because it feels good. You know what I'm saying? It feels good to let that energy out. And it does. It feels good to let that energy out, y'all. But you gotta let that shit out in a healthy way. Period. When you see people hurting other people, or when people are hurting you, the first thing that I ask myself when someone does something that's just disrespectful to me, I ask myself, I wonder where that energy came from. And I wonder how they could have put that energy into something else that was a little more healthier than cussing me the fuck out or something like that. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are you doing with your bad energy, man? Because you can go and hurt somebody. You can lose everything by hurting somebody just with that bad energy, just because you had a messed up day, or just because you didn't go get the proper help. And some people are not aware that they need help. That is a real thing. That's a real thing. You know, traumas could be just so suppressed to the point to where people can't even talk about it. They got to go through hypnosis just to go back and revisit a trauma. You know, mental health is a very, very, very real thing. And I think that's what starts the root of people, period. When I see people, I see mental first. I got to see how your mind is wired. I want to see how your mind is laid out. You know what I'm saying? Or put together. Because I'm going to deal with you. You know what I'm saying? I don't just deal with people on the surface. I like to deal with people from the root. When I meet you and I'm your friend and you know, we vibing and everything, I need to know how you wired. I want to know how you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to be your friend to try to pick up the pieces with you when shit happens, Because I don't just want a friend to just hang out. We ain't just finna go hang out and have fun and woo-woo-de-woo and all of that. I want to be a friend that's going to be there and that can help you. But I need to know how you are mentally. I want to know how you handle shit. You know what I'm saying? That's why I've always been an open book. Not everybody's open, and that's fine. But I've always been an open person. And because I'm open, I let people know, you know what I'm saying? I don't, not necessarily getting vulnerable. I don't necessarily give people information they can use against me. You know what I'm saying? Because I've already accepted me. I've already accepted my flaws. I've already accepted what I've been through. I've already accepted, you know what I'm saying? Things that people could possibly use against someone else. You know what I'm saying? I'm a thick girl. I love my body. I love the skin I'm in. You know what I'm saying? And I have some flaws about me that I can't change. You know what I'm saying? It's either you're going to love it or you just move on. And that's that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, whenever you really accept the things about yourself, it can help you be a little bit more open. You're not necessarily vulnerable to them. To me, vulnerable is just touching some sore ass tissue and you know what I'm saying? Some sensitive parts of you that can either feel good or it can hurt. You know what I'm saying? Point blank, period. I wanted to talk about this because, you know, during this quarantine, which I'm praying that everyone is staying safe. I'm praying that everyone is healing. I'm praying that people are healing from the loss of their loved ones. I hope that they are comfort and prayer and, you know, it's just a horrible place that this nation, it's just, that this world is in, you know. And people are making masks, you know, for nurses and stuff. And people are really trying to just give out food. People are really trying to help people. So I really get, my heart goes out to those who are just trying to shed some light on other people who are really in need. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what it's about, man. That's what it's about. Did you know that humans are meant to be connected? You know, and I wanted to do a segment on addiction. I'm not a psychologist. I don't have a license or anything like that. It is my major. I don't have a license for it, but I do truly want to be able to have that professional background and more wisdom and more education. I don't know everything. To be able to really, truly help people and really, truly try to, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to take people's glasses off and put them on and clean them off and then put them back on or get them some new ones so they can see the world different. You know, people are meant to be connected, and there's a lot of people who are left alone. There's a lot of people who are suffering. There's a lot of people who can't necessarily kick a habit. You want to know why? They're not connected to nothing. I think that being connected to people is who love them and sincerely want the best for them. People who are connected, they lead better lives. That's the truth. That is the truth. You could be fucked up. You could be a liar. You could be a cheater. You could be all that kind of stuff. But I guarantee you, once you get around some people who have a different temperature than you, meaning they're very much so elevated on a whole new level of positivity, that shit's gonna rub off. It's going to change the temperature of you. You're going to start to feel convicted. You know what I'm saying? I truly believe that people are meant to be connected, and it'll help a lot of people who are fighting addictions and stuff like that. You know, when you're fighting addiction and stuff, you're really seeking something through it. So whenever you get that human connection, you know, a lot of people who have been addicted to, you know, harsh drugs, you know, they turn around and, you know, they turn their lives around and stuff like that. But, you know, they get married and, you know what I'm saying? Their sobriety, you know, their family is depending on their sobriety. The love is depending on their sobriety. And I really think that people should be a little more compassionate. Nothing's going to be goddamn easy. Once it starts to get hard, you kind of cop out. Like, I knew that they wasn't shit. I knew that they wasn't going to come through. I knew they wasn't going to stay sober long, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And it's hard, man. It's so hard. But that's whenever you go try to get the wisdom. You try to go get the wisdom in the things and the tools that you need to try to help other people get through certain shit. Okay. But this is the end of the segment. Like I said, this was just solely about just pain, man. Pain. And I think I'm going to call this pain management. You know what I'm saying? Pain has a ripple effect. You know what I mean? Stop the cycle. Break the cycle. Be a better person. Love yourself so that you can love others. Be a reflection of what you want the world to be. You know what I'm saying? You guys have a great night. Like I said, you can follow me on Instagram. It's Brittanay Carter, BrittanayCarter. My Twitter is BrittBratCL, BrittBratCL. That's my Twitter. And I also have a Facebook. You can just search me. It's Brittany Carter, BrittanayCarter. I love y'all. You guys have a great, wonderful day. Try to stay safe, stay prayed up, and please, please, please keep those essential workers in your prayers and just lift everyone up and abide by the law, as well. You guys have a great night. Peace.